Open Windows, April the 2nd. The Business of the Cross. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Hebrews 12, verse 2. The passion of the cross is the way of our release. And if you consider your own spiritual experience, those of you who have any experience of a walk with God, you know quite well that it has been through times of deep and acute suffering that you have found fresh release, fresh releases in your spiritual life. Is that not true? Yes, we pass into a time of excruciating spiritual and soul suffering. We do not know what the Lord is doing, what he means by this, what he is after, but we know the features of our experience and know what it is that we are suffering, and it goes on. We, of course, ask the Lord to stop it and bring it to a quick end, to deliver us from it. He takes no notice of us, and it is only those people who get out the other end who say, "Thank God he did not take any notice." In the meantime, we think he is anything but kind and good and doing the right thing. But as we get on under his hand, we begin to see and to sense that he is dealing with something. Maybe he is dealing with our pride, our independence, or our irresponsibility, for example. That is the issue that comes up. And we are faced all the time with something about ourselves that is almost devastating. We would not have believed that that was so strong in us. Oh, of course, we were always ready to believe that that is in mankind, and in us as a part of mankind, in a general way. Yes, we would never have resented being told that there was pride or something like that about us, but we would never have believed how deeply rooted and how terribly strong that thing is until it was put to the fiery test and everything was held up and we saw that everything in our life and the work for God was held up on that point. And we know quite well that what the Lord was after was not the pulverizing of us, as we thought, the winding up of us, but to bring about enlargement, to bring about release. And release always lies along the lines of the cross, the passion. Oh, enlargement always lies in that direction.